One of the interesting things about social media is the people it has empowered and the strange ways that they have found to empower themselves. Not just the influencers, you know, those pseudo celebrities who take selfies all over the place and try to get fame that way, but genuine causes, mental health causes, charity causes that have found strength on social media. One of those was Ben Brooksby. He started an Instagram account called The Naked Farmer. That's right. He got farmers around Australia to strip down, post the pictures on social media, on the Instagrams, and use it as a way of drawing attention to certain problems that he felt were unaddressed. Well, Instagram went ahead and cancelled the account, which is not the kind of thing you would want someone to do when you're running a charity organization. Ben Brooksby is with us now. Good morning, Ben. Why did Instagram cancel your Naked Farmer account?
Good morning. Yeah, there was no real answer to why it all happened. Obviously, probably they thought it was the nudity type of thing. But if you actually look at the photos, they're stunning, beautiful photos and not fully naked anyway.
So, a lot of butts.
Yeah, there is. But they are beautiful photos, and it's one of those things that you don't know if, you know, if their computer algorithm's going through it or it's actually people clicking the button and getting rid of them sort of thing. But yeah, so they decided to take it down.
And take down what we know is a huge community that you'd built. 99,400 followers it had. What happens to those followers if Instagram takes down a site like that?
Yeah, that's right. We have a very good community there that is connected through Instagram, and yeah, once they sort of get rid of it, it's gone. So there's, with the press of a button, the whole community is gone. Sort of thing. It's pretty crazy how they've got so much control over it
without any consultation too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I totally understand like where they're coming from, because you know they've got to think of all cultures and everyone, every age group as well.
The Naked Farmer isn't exactly the kind of thing that you'd inadvertently stumble across unless you're looking for something related to farming and nudity.
And
so,
butts.
Yeah, exactly. And very importantly, butts. Ben, why did you start the page?
Yeah, exactly. And then after the media getting hold of it, they actually got in contact with Instagram and they reinstated the page, so it is back.
Okay, so it's up and running now.
How many? But the followers are all gone.
No, they're back.
Followers are back as well.
Yes, they've reinstated everything, and thanks to the media sort of giving a bit of an uproar yesterday, and they ended up, Instagram actually apologised and said it was an error with their system. So all good, positive stuff out of that in the end. So it's been great, but yeah, so The Naked Farmer started about 2 years ago in May, and it all started from that photo of me in the back of a truck full of lentils, and it sort of stemmed from there. And something that means a lot to me is mental health. I've been through it myself, and I've also lost an uncle to suicide when I was younger, so it's something I'm extremely, extremely passionate about, and it's a big issue in our agricultural sector.
And we keep hearing about it from farmers as well as a mental health challenge for them. What kind of stories do people share on the account with regards to their mental health?
Yeah, so each day I do post a photo in the evening, and sometimes they might, you know, do an inspirational quote or something a little bit funny just to make people laugh. And some people like to share their stories, and these stories are absolutely, I'm honoured to be able to share them on their behalf sort of thing with the community, because they're so empowering, and it's their mental health stories, how they've dealt with it and how they're learning to overcome it, or where they are at that stage in their life. And it's really, you know, something that we can connect with and, you know, understand that we're not the only ones going through it. So,
and that's one of the huge features, isn't it, around rural communities with mental health, is that sense of isolation. The message that has been constantly put out there, that you are putting out there, to talk and to share and to not seek help when you need it. Do you think that's getting through?
Absolutely. I've heard from many people now that, you know, it is sparking that conversation in that very unique way. You know, you might see somebody, you know, do a photo, and then you show your mate the photo or whatever, and you're starting the conversation just by that, and you don't even know it. And that's what's most powerful about it. And everyone in their, you know, in their cars this morning might be hearing about this, and then they'll be talking about it and talking about mental health.
And so, if they want to go to the Instagram page, what's the account name?
It's the.naked.farmer.
The.naked.farmer. We're looking forward to the continued success of the page. Thank you so much for setting it up and sharing it with us. Ben Brooksby, the naked farmer himself.
You'll definitely know it when you find it, let me tell you. It is beautiful and it's very important, and to support it and keep that community growing.